Blog Talk Radio.
I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing.
God
is able to do just what he said.
Every promise,
don't give up on
throw in the towel. Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able. If you know He's able tonight, give Him a praise. If you know He's able, yeah, everybody says, oh.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I'm so glad to be back with you again. Glory to God. We're just going to be on for 30 minutes today on January 24th, 2012, and we want to let you know today that God is truly able. No matter what it is you're going through, no matter what it is you've already been through, God is truly able, and I can say that as a testimony because God has done some miraculous things for me. I have asked God, I have sought God, and He has answered prayers above and beyond that which I could ask or think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we just wanted to spend 30 minutes, hallelujah, at lunchtime today and just go into the Word of God, hallelujah, and see what the Lord is saying for us today, hallelujah, because we know that we are living in the last days. We know that the return of Jesus Christ is on the horizon. He'll be back really soon. We don't know the day nor the hour, but we do know that the Son of Man is going to appear. We do know that the trumpet is going to sound. We do know that the dead in Christ will first rise. Hallelujah. But we want to make sure that, hallelujah, if we're not here to be caught up in the air, that we want to make sure that if we die, that we are dead in Him so that when He comes, we will rise to meet Him in the air. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just cannot take life for granted. Hallelujah. People are dying left and right. People have been dying left and right, but now you see Hollywood just dropping like flies and people thinking, you know, oh, this celebrity, they're going to live long or this person is going to live long, but we don't know the day nor the hour when our ticket is going to be called, when our time is going to be over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we might ought to check ourselves, glory to God, and make sure that the confession that we keep speaking about is what we're living. We want to make sure that what we're saying is what we're doing, glory to God. We want to make sure that if we're saying we're Christians today, that we're living like Christians and acting like Christians. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And not just in church, but behind closed doors, on your job, in your home. Hallelujah. We want to make sure that what we say matches up to what we do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because quiet as it's kept, there's not going to be any fake people in heaven. Hallelujah. That's why if you look in Revelation, the Bible tells us, Jesus said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, because if you lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That way, if you're hot, God knows you're hot. If you're cold, He knows you're cold. But if you're lukewarm, you got a little bit of hot and you got a little bit of cold to make it lukewarm. So Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Glory to God. But we don't want Him to spew us out of His mouth. We want, hallelujah, on that day and that hour when it's time for Jesus to go through the books and see if our Lamb is in that Lamb's book of life, glory to God, for Him to be able to say to us, come on in, well done, thou good and faithful servant, hallelujah. You've been faithful over a few things, hallelujah, now enter into your rest, glory to God, hallelujah. So I just want to thank and praise God again on today, hallelujah. And we want to make sure today that we are truly connected to the vine. We want to make sure, hallelujah, glory to God, that we are bearing much fruit according to the word of God. We want to make sure that we are being fruitful and multiplying in the land, just as God told Adam and Eve in the beginning, hallelujah, in Genesis chapter 2 and 3. If you go back and read that, God said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth. And if you look in John 15, Jesus says that He is the vine, hallelujah, and we are the branches, and any tree that beareth not forth fruit is going to be cast into the fire. I don't want to be cast out. I don't want to be. I want to be in the vine. Hallelujah. So let's just go, hallelujah, and have a word of prayer real quick and then go into the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and bless your name. I praise you. Hallelujah. I give you glory and honor, for you truly are worthy of the praise. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your will being done. Father, I ask you to forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree that you might increase, that your word might come forth with anointing and with power in the name of Jesus, that someone will hear this word, Lord God, and be saved. Somebody will hear this word and be convicted of sin. Somebody will hear this word, Lord God, and seek you deeper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So let us marinate on that word for a few seconds. And let's just take 1 second and to this one song, and we'll be right back on the air. You alone, O Lord, are my heart's desire. You alone, O Lord, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. But see, we won't get that feeling of longing to worship him unless we abide in him. We won't get that feeling of wanting to worship him unless we seek him with our whole heart. The Bible tells us in St. John chapter 15, it says in verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. I don't want to be cast into the fire. I don't want to be burned. Hallelujah. But in verse 7, it says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples. See, God is going to get glory when we bear much fruit. And he's talking about going out winning souls. He's talking about going out laying hands on the sick so that they might recover. He's talking about going out and making disciples, hallelujah, like Jesus told us in the Great Commission in Matthew 28. Go out and teach this gospel to every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But we got to know the vine. We got to know him. We got to know who we're preaching about. We got to know who we're talking about. We got to have a relationship with him, glory to God, because without him, we really can't do anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you go, hallelujah, down to the rest of the scripture, it says in verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Jesus wants us to continue in his love. What was his love? He sacrificed his life for us. That was his love. He sacrificed. He gave his life. He took every stripe, and he took those beatings for us. That was his love for us. Glory to God. So we got to sacrifice ourselves for him. We got to sacrifice when we're tired. We don't feel like it. We got to go out there and tell souls about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We got to tell them that Jesus died for them. We got to let them know that there is a heaven and a hell. We got to let them know, glory to God, hallelujah, that if you live right, hallelujah, if you do right, if you trust in God, hallelujah, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, heaven belongs to you, glory to God, hallelujah. But we got to tell them the flip side, too, hallelujah, that if you deny Jesus, if you refuse Jesus, there is a place called hell. There is a place called the lake of fire. And if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, that will be your final destination. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I thank God today, hallelujah, that he's using Blog Talk Radio. He's using Christian television. He's using Christian radio. Hallelujah. Glory to God to win souls unto himself, because it is not God's will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. If you're listening today, if you're on the radio line, if you're listening in the chat room, if you're going to be listening in the archives, I urge you, I'm saying like Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you right now. If you can hear my voice, if you're going to listen to my voice in the archives, if you're listening to the archives, I want you to sacrifice yourself and give your life over to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because in the end, it's going to be so much worth it. In the end, when you get those crowns, hallelujah, it's going to be so much worth it. In the end, when you're in heaven and you have that mansion that Jesus was talking, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. In that place, when you get there, it'll be so worth it. You will say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. But why not go to him now? Why not trust him now? Why not sacrifice your life for him now? Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he surely sacrificed his life for you. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God today for his sacrifice. I thank him for salvation today. I thank God that I can believe in a Savior called Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And have my sins forgiven and have my sins washed away. Glory to God. And the same thing could be for you. Hallelujah. So right now, what I'm doing, I'm bearing fruit right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm bearing fruit because I want you to be saved if you're not saved. I want your loved ones and my loved ones to be saved if they're not saved. I want to live right before the righteous, true, and holy God. Hallelujah. So that others can be saved. It's up to us to go out there and bear fruit. It's up to us to go out there and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's up to us to tell others about the goodness of Jesus and how he died on the cross for the remission of our sins. It's up to us to tell people, hallelujah, how Jesus paid the price, hallelujah. He purchased our salvation with his death on the cross. Glory to God, hallelujah. But not only did he die, he rose again. Glory to God. He rose again, and he's sitting on the right hand of his Father. He's sitting in the place of authority right now, hallelujah. But Jesus has given us that authority. He has given us that same power, glory to God, hallelujah, that we might be fruit bearers, that we might be witnesses, hallelujah, of him, hallelujah, to those who believe not, glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to be witnesses. We want to be that fruit that Jesus is talking about. But Jesus said, abide in me and I in you, in verse 4 of John chapter 15, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you bearing fruit today? Glory to God. If not, you need to check and see if you're abiding in the vine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm checking myself. Glory to God. I believe that I am bearing fruit, but not much fruit like God has told me to do. Not that much fruit. Hallelujah. He wants us to not only bear fruit, but he wants us to bear much fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So look at your life today. See if you're bearing fruit. Hallelujah. And if you're listening to this broadcast, if you're not saved, hallelujah, if you have not given your life over to Jesus Christ, I urge you with sincere urgency today to give your life over to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the next minute is not promised to you. Hallelujah. We don't know when your life is going to be over. We don't know when Jesus is coming back to Christ this God. We don't know when that great trumpet is going to sound. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But by then, hallelujah, when that trumpet sounds, if you haven't already given your life to Christ, it's going to be too late. Hallelujah. 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 When Jesus Christ says, God, if you haven't already given your life over to him, it's going to be too late. Hallelujah. Why not, hallelujah, abide in the vine right now? Why not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior right now while you have the chance? Glory to God. While you have the chance, hallelujah, glory to God. The Bible tells us to come out from the world, come out from them, among them, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. This message is just not for unbelievers. This message is for believers who have tasted of the goodness of the Lord and have turned their lives away from serving the true and living God. This message is for those, glory to God, hallelujah, who have left their first love. God is urging you today to return to your first love. God is urging you today to abide in the vine. God is urging you today, hallelujah, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God is urging you today to come unto him with a pure heart, hallelujah. God is urging you today, hallelujah, to forsake, hallelujah, the ways of the world, to forsake the ways of the enemy, the devil, to forsake the ways of Satan. God is urging you today to come to him, hallelujah. The Bible says, come, hallelujah, to him. Come to him. He will receive you unto himself. Just come to him out of a pure heart. If you're listening today and you've backslidden, you have a chance right now to turn your life back over to the Lord. You have a chance to repent and ask God to forgive you. Glory to God. I was at the hospital one yesterday because my nephew got shot in the neck. Glory to God. And I said, God, I thank you, hallelujah, that his life is still spared, that he's able to hear, Lord God, hallelujah. And this is his opportunity to give his life over to Christ. He might not be able to speak right now because he's in a coma, basically, but he can hear and he can think and he can, God understands his thoughts, and he can ask God to forgive him for his sins. He can repent, hallelujah. But guess what? Some people will get shot and never get that chance. Some people will never get the chance, or they have the chance and they just refuse to take the chance to turn their lives over to the Lord. But I want to let you know today that God is faithful. God is not allowing this broadcast to go forth without some fruit being born. Hallelujah. And I thank God for every soul today that is going to be saved by listening to the word of God. Hallelujah. Because it's not by might, it's not by power. Hallelujah. But it's by God's spirit. He said, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Without God, we just read it, we can't do nothing. Except we abide in the vine, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. So let's get connected to the vine. Let's get connected to the power source. Let's go out there and win souls, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank God that he didn't say he was too tired, hallelujah. Thank God Jesus didn't say he was too tired to die on the cross. Thank God Jesus didn't say, oh, not right now, I got something else to do. Thank God Jesus didn't disobey his Father. Thank God he went to the cross for you and for me. Hallelujah. He went to the cross that we might be saved, that we might have the right to the tree of life. Glory to God. Jesus did it for me and he did it for you. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't know him as your Lord and your Savior, I urge you today. I urge you today. I beg you, hallelujah, as if your life is in danger, as if Jesus is coming back in the next 30 seconds, as if Jesus is coming in the next 5 seconds, to give your life to him, not because you're scared of going to hell, hallelujah, but because you want a relationship with him, because you want to spend eternity with him, because you know he is worthy of all the praise and glory and honor, hallelujah. Because God has done so much for you, hallelujah. If it hadn't been for him on your side, where would you be? Glory to God, hallelujah. I was just listening to the news today in Philadelphia, and a young lady was walking to the store, and a bullet just went and hit her in her head. She wasn't even the intended victim. Somebody out there shooting, and the bullet hit her. The bullet hit her in her head. That could have been you. That could have been me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We never know what's going on. We pray the protection of God. We pray the blood of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over our lives so things like that wouldn't happen. But you never know what's going to happen in this life. Glory to God. So while you have breath in your body, glory to God, why don't you give your life to Jesus Christ? Why don't you abide in the vine while there is yet breath in your body? Glory to God. Hallelujah. People are at the grave site right now burying their loved ones. People are in the hospital right now praying for their loved ones. Hallelujah. That they don't die, that they give their lives over to Christ. Glory to God. Don't wait till your loved one gets into a coma. Don't wait for your loved one to get into an accident. Don't wait for something bad to happen to you before you have decided to turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't wait for something bad to happen because you never know. If something bad does happen, you might not even make it. Glory to God. So I'm urging you, hallelujah. I'm urging you today. Give your life over to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do it for yourself. Hallelujah. Do it because you love Jesus. And if you don't know who Jesus is, I urge you to read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Find out who he is. I urge you to read the book of Isaiah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I urge you to read, hallelujah, the word of God so you can find out who this Jesus is. Hallelujah. Find out what he did for you. Hallelujah. Find out why he did it for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He sacrificed his life for you. He sacrificed his life for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He sacrificed his life for our loved ones. Glory to God. He went to hell and took the keys to hell, death, and the grave. Hallelujah. So we won't have to go to hell. Hallelujah. So that when we do die, hallelujah, when we absent from the body, we can be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. So we can't be present with the Lord if we're living a life of sin. We can't be present with the Lord if we're serving the devil. We can't be present with the Lord if we're giving our lives over to Satan every day. We got to die to ourselves. We got to die to the flesh. We got to live holy unto God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says this is our reasonable service. Hallelujah. This is something that we should do just because Jesus died on the cross. Just because Jesus has given us the opportunity to be born again. Glory to God. Jesus said in John chapter 3, you must be born again. He said, don't laugh at this. Don't take this as a joke. He said, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. But you must be born of the water, and you must be born of the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that which is flesh, and that which is spirit. Glory to God. So, no, we can't enter into our mother's womb the second time, but we're born again by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Born again in our spirit, renewed in our minds. Hallelujah. Walking in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you didn't hear anything today, hallelujah, hear this. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, paid the price. Hallelujah. For your redemption. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the price for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He paid the price for me. He paid the price for your family, your loved ones. Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to end, hallelujah, with this. Hallelujah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I thank you, hallelujah, for joining me today, hallelujah, for lunch with Jesus. Glory to God. I look forward to meeting with you again, hallelujah, as the Lord God allows. And I pray, hallelujah, that you be blessed. And if you're listening, I ask you to ask your friends and your families and your loved ones to tune into this message because we're living into the last days. You can look this message up in the archives and they can listen to it and you can listen to it over again because I'm going to listen to it over again. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we must be born again and we must, hallelujah, we must be attached to the vine. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. I look forward to being with you again. Hallelujah, this is Evangelist Teresa Scott. May God bless you. Hallelujah, and hallelujah, I'm loving Jesus Christ even more. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm loving the Lord Jesus even more. How about you?